Hey, welcome back to the Impossible Network. If you're short on time and still want to hear some of the gems of wisdom from founder and film producer Jennifer Hutchins, then here's 7 minutes of soundbites. If you do have time, please check out the full episode. But for now, over to Jen.
I believe in magic. I believe that anything is possible. I was raised in such a way where anything I wanted to do, it was just a matter of figuring out how to do it, at least in my small little world of Ohio, Michigan, Illinois. We traveled a lot. So I still keep that to this day, that if you put your mind to it, you can do anything. The biggest misleading quote that I think our society has used is sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but words will never hurt me. The power of the word is everything. It's religion, it's politics, it's story. I mean, our culture and everything is based off of words. We fall in love because of words. We hate because of words. Be careful with your words because they are powerful. This is like the basis of why I started AEB, Austin Entertainment Business, all entertainment business, is give first, don't ask. Because people come out, they try to do something with themselves in their career. I mean, regardless of the entertainment business, just with anything. Mm-hmm. And they have their hand out and they're trying to get someone just to give. But it's like, it's so magical when you give first and you show people how much of an asset you can be for them. It really makes things quicker and faster. When I looked back at the 10 years of success that I had in Hollywood, I was out there for 17 or 16 years, but I started reflecting about 10 years in. And I go, okay, what worked and what didn't? And every time something worked, it was when I gave, when I chilled, you know, I didn't overthink it. I just said, hey, you look busy. What do you need? How can I help you? When I started talking on the mic myself, my rant just turned into, you know what? I'm going to be honest and I'm just going to tell everybody all the mistakes that I've made, but the things that worked out too. And turns out they dug it. Mm-hmm. And I was really nervous. And sometimes I would have to jump up and down to get the nerves out. Or turn around like, what's his face from The Doors, where sometimes he talked or sang backwards.
Jim Morrison.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I turned around backwards and talked for a second till I could get enough nerve to turn back around. I mean, it was really scary, but man, that first night after throwing the event, the impact that I want to leave is that your dream can come to fruition. You need to stay positive, focused, and determine what it is that you want. And know that it might not show up the way that you expect that it will. And my mission is to create environments that will allow people to thrive with that ideal and connect with each other and grow. I feel like there is a very underserved population of struggling artists that get let down, and it's very hard for them because they're struggling to pay the bills while also be a creative. And it's easy to get devastated and leave the business altogether because the big guys like to stomp down the little guys. Yeah. My 5 pieces of advice. Identify what it is that makes you smile and that feels like fun for your career. And then write it down, think about it every day, and start to figure out how you're going to get there. Just do one little baby step at a time and tell everybody, scream it at the top of your lungs, what this is that you're going to. Life is too short to fuck around with stuff mm-hmm. like that. Secondly, create a circle for yourself. If you imagine a pie with a bunch of slices in it, one is career, one is family and friends, one is health and activities, one is free time, one is vacation time, and, you know, have all your little slices of pie and make sure you give attention to each one so that when one of them gets broken or stale, you've got all the rest of them to hold you up. And lastly, I would say your words are everything, but especially the ones that you use on yourself. And every time you say, I'm not good enough, or I'm a klutz, or I don't have enough time, catch yourself and change your words. I am going to make time, and I'm working on my schedule right now, and I am good enough. I am looking for a mentor who's going to help. I'm going to take another class. You know, just turn everything around to positive words that you tell yourself, and you'll start catching yourself, and eventually those negative words we tell ourselves are gone. You have 1,000 conversations with yourself every day, and that will affect who and what you attract into your life, what you are thinking about at any given point. It's like people and things are radio stations. And the more you think about something, the more you're tuning into that radio station. So if you're thinking debt, 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 like even if you're saying, I want to get out of debt, the word debt is there. So you're tuning into the debt radio station. Let's change the word. I want to attract abundance. Guess what? Now you're tuning into the abundance radio station. You have to take action. And there's so many people that say, I want to be a superstar. And then I say, are you taking an acting class? Do you have an acting mentor? Can you memorize a monologue? What are your top three characters? How do you brand yourself? Don't have an answer to any of that. Mm-hmm. But they want to be a superstar. Not even just like a B-list actor. They want to be Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks studied his ass off. He took action. I'm not saying you have to study your ass off. I'm saying take action. Go perform at kid parties.
Okay, that's all for now, folks. Now here's my ask of you. Please follow this podcast on Apple or Spotify or whatever player you use. Also, please subscribe to our new Random Collisions newsletter. We really are working to build a global community of action takers, action engines of people that really care about the problems that need solving. Thank you very much, and see you next time.